Chapter 2. The Peixota Home. Lij Tukla Alamaya of Ethiopia did not share the chagrin of the Harlem Reception Committee over Professor Kwasi's outshining him and taking the major portion of the acclaim that would have been fitting for the King of Kings himself. His mind was more occupied in an endeavor to appraise the grand spectacle. Professor Kwasi, despite his primitive joy in extravagantly exhibiting himself, seemed to Lij Alamaya to be a serious and extraordinarily well-informed man. He had made apparently authoritative and profound statements about Ethiopia, of which he, the Lij himself, was ignorant. The Lij was not much of a student of history, not even Ethiopian history, and now he felt that it was incumbent upon him to open his mind to study more. The religious exuberance, the fermenting emotional elan of the Afro-Americans in their manifestation for Ethiopia was strange and perplexing to him. Yet it was sincere, Lij Alamaya believed. He had felt its warmth like the heat of the African sun, so different from the pale and tepid European expressions of goodwill and sympathy for his people. He craved and prayed for a real understanding of these Afro-Americans, so that his mission might be crowned with success. Lij Alamaya resided in a downtown hotel, but he was a special guest in Harlem, where his headquarters was established in the residence of Pablo Peixota, chairman of the Hands to Ethiopia, in 138th Street. He was treated as a royal guest. The entire first floor of the Peixota residence was placed at the envoy's disposal and served the purpose of reception room and office. The arms of Ethiopia with the symbol of the lion carrying a cross was affixed to the street door of the house. A green canopy extended from the entrance to the curb, and under its full length was unrolled a red carpet. Peixota insisted upon according his guest all the respect and dignity of an imperial envoy. He wanted the envoy's visit and contemplated tour to pass off without drawing the ridicule of the powerful white world, and for that reason, he had at first regretted the interruption of Professor Kwasi and his fantastic exhibition, even though his resentment was softened by the extra avalanche of dollars.